Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Stress is everywhere. A lot of people struggle with it. A lot of people deal with it. What are you going to do? Well, one of my favorite things for me personally, and I can tell you that research suggests that it's fantastic for just about everyone, is exercise. And I admit there are days that I don't want to go. And I'm kind of a muscle head. I still go to the gym and I work out like crazy. I do all kinds of different, you know, bodybuilding type routines, but also kind of gotten into the whole CrossFit deal and doing plyometric training and all that sort of thing. So high energy, high intensity, I'm into it. That's what I like. So it really does help keep the stress down. Even when I've traveled a lot, even when I don't sleep very much, which does happen, unfortunately, because of my schedule, I always make it in to get a workout in, no matter what. And, you know, whether it's a hotel or I find a gym locally, but I always find a way to do it. I don't let my schedule dictate my life. I dictate it. You're either in control of your life and your schedule, or it controls you. So just remember that. So when it comes to stress levels, even though you may have a lot of responsibilities, you know, you always have to find time for you, and it's not being selfish. To find that time for you to take care of you is only going to make you better for everyone else around you, for your job, your family, your friends, your coworkers. Everyone else needs you to be healthy. Everyone else needs you to function well. And so taking that time out for yourself is a good thing. So a couple of activities that are really good, they're saying now, for stress relief. Let's go through some of those. High energy activities, the benefits of aerobic exercise like running, dancing, spinning, and inline roller skating, including an increased heart rate. When your heart rate is accelerated, your body releases endorphins, natural opiates that make you feel good with no side effects. High energy activities help you feel better physically and mentally. Just be sure to check in with your doctor before starting any of those type of activities. Another one to throw in there is CrossFit, kind of new and hot. But if you're into that sort of thing, it's really a great form of exercise. Yoga, a little bit less stressful and intense, but still really tough if you've ever done a yoga session. So it's an excellent stress relief exercise. It involves a series of moving and stationary poses or postures combined with deep breathing. A mind-body exercise, yoga can strengthen your body's natural relaxation response and bring you into a healthy balance. For stress relief, do gentle yoga for yoga for beginners. Popular power yoga classes may be too intense if your main goal is to ease stress. Tai Chi is another great one. Like yoga, Tai Chi is a series of self-paced, flowing body movements and breathing techniques. Although the movements have their roots in martial arts, they're meant to calm the mind and condition the body, making Tai Chi an excellent choice for stress relief. According to recent studies, this mind-body practice has many health benefits. Tai Chi can help build bone density, lower blood pressure, boost the immune system, and even ease the symptoms of conditions like heart failure, arthritis, and fibromyalgia. Another advantage is that once you learn the moves, you can practice them anywhere at any time. So, I mean, you can take it with you on the road, hotel rooms, vacations, going to your in-laws and outlaws. You can do them everywhere. So making it easy as an activity is a great way to incorporate it into everyday life. So Pilates is also a great form. It's a series of control movements and mat exercises named after the creator, Joseph Pilates. It's designed to build your strength, flexibility, and endurance, all of which makes practicing Pilates an anaerobic, which opposed to aerobic, which is like cardiovascular. It's more of an aerobic exercise. It's a great stress reliever. And Pilates also tones your body, which in turn helps you look good and feel better. So you can take classes at a Pilates studio or at a gym, or you can use DVDs or home equipment if you prefer to practice on your own. Other martial arts, another effective way to release energy, frustration, and tension, is to learn and practice a martial art. There are too many to choose from, such as Krav Maga, Karate, Judo, Taekwondo, and more. In addition to keeping your active martial arts to have other benefits, they teach you self-discipline. And the self-defense techniques you learn can make you feel safer. Kickboxing is another great one. So kickboxing is a powerful means of reducing stress. It involves controlled punching and kicking movements. Carried out with discipline, you can get quite a rigorous workout in a kickboxing class, and that's only one of its excellent benefits. Kickboxing regularly will help you improve your balance, flexibility, and coordination. It's also a great way to work out frustration, having an outlet to release energy, and anger can always relieve stress. Team sports, really great. Tennis is a good one, one of my favorites. I like that. Also, basketball, football, soccer, all of those, they can increase the endorphins, really get it cranking, and can exercise with your friends. And, of course, it's a great way to get out and hang with people, you know, your friends, your buddies, and all that sort of thing. So anyway, just get something that you like. I always say 20 to 30 minutes, 5 days a day doing something you enjoy. And, I mean, again, not every day are you going to want to go out and do it. I don't even do that. But finding something that you really do enjoy makes a big difference in your overall health. Just do something. Don't sit around. Don't do gardening and count that. Okay? It's frustrating. Get out and make it happen. Get your butt moving, as I say. Get out and make happen, because no one else is going to. And at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you're out doing everything you can every single day to improve your body and to improve your health. I know we talk about medications and supplements and all that. Those are very, very minor in comparison to your overall lifestyle choices. That's what has to change. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can check us out online. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Everybody needs a coach in their life. That's what we do. We take you from where you are right now to where you need to be. Also, don't forget our wellness providers or healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All the nutrition and lifestyle-based care, you can find one in your local area. They can encourage you. They can get down to the nitty-gritty, figure out what's going on, and cut to the chase and help you go to the next level with your health and your life. You just go to our website, or you can call the 888 number during the day and talk with our team members, and one of our great staff members can help you find someone in your area. Are you a smart snacker? Well, if you grew up believing that eating snacks between meals was a sure path to weight gain, you'll be happy to hear that this is now an outmoded thinking. With a caveat, if you choose healthy snacks to practice portion control, you can curb hunger between meals and even lose weight by doing it. A planned snack can actually help prevent overeating, says Deborah Bovial, who is a RD, dietitian, spokeswoman for the American Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, and also district supervisor of school nutrition services in Rochester, New York. If you have a small snack to curb your hunger, you won't be famished when you sit down for lunch or dinner, which is important, which can make it easier to control how much you eat during the meals. Tips on being a smart snacker. Well, you can start with making steps toward healthy snack choices. Snack only when you're truly hungry. Don't hit the vending machine or dip into the cookie jar out of boredom or frustration. You want to feed an emotional urge to munch with an alternative activity like walking the dog, checking emails or social media, or calling or texting a friend. Remember, the more physically active you are, the bigger your daily calorie budget is. You want to practice portion control as well. An ounce of raw almonds, which is about 23 nuts, is about 160 calories, can easily fit into your healthy eating plan, but if you eat half a bag without thinking, of course, extra calories will build up. You put the gut on. That's what you got to be careful with. Think small. You don't need to eat an entire bag of chips if you're going to eat chips. Make sure they're organic. You want to eat small amounts. We're going to talk more about better snacking choices and go back to the phones when we come back. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, don't feel really great, depression, bipolar, all that sort of thing. Big toe hurt, maybe you're just going through a tough time, or you need to lose 100 pounds. Comes down to lifestyle. And going into the break, we were talking about snacking. Is it a good thing or a bad thing? It's a great thing. And so if you're just eating three meals a day, you're really cutting yourself short, because a couple of reasons for that. One, you stimulate the metabolism when you eat smaller meals in between, or small snacks in between your main meals. So I'm actually a six time a meal kind of guy. I think it's actually good. It's healthy. They're not huge meals, but they're small meals. For example, a snack might be an apple and a handful of almonds. That could be a snack. And maybe something in the evening could be some goat milk yogurt with a little bit of honey in it. You're getting proteins. You're getting just a little bit of carbohydrate that's very low glycemic. Big key. So eating those kind of meals keeps the metabolism revved up. It'll keep your digestive tract doing well, because you're still getting your fasting time. If you're, you know, let's say you stop eating at 8 o'clock and you don't eat again until 7 the next morning, you're getting plenty of fasting time while you're sleeping. So the body's been able to repair, and you're eating the right kind of foods. If you're eating very healthy, lean, quality proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates, and healthy fats, then your body's getting the right stuff in it. So snacking is really good. We were talking about that. And this tips on being a smart snacker. One was snack only when you're truly hungry. Practice portion controls. Number two, think small, because you want to have small portion sizes when you do eat. Don't go overboard. And don't be fooled by the fat-free or no-sugar labels. That's a bunch of bunk. Sugar is worse than fat, trust me. And the healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, your healthy oils, olives, all these sorts of things, those good kinds of fats are phenomenal for you. And they don't make you fat. They actually make you lose weight. Can you believe that? It makes you lose weight. It's true. And also, it's great for brain function. It's great for hormone function. All of that is critical when you get down to your foods. So don't be fooled by it. Make sure you need to overview and review the nutrition facts label and pay special attention to the serving size and number of calories per portion. But here's what to look for per serving on the label to make sure you're choosing smart snacks and you're not getting fooled. Remember, labels are designed to deceive you. They're deceptive. Okay? Because when they say 10 carbohydrates or 10 grams of sugar, if you'll look up there, look at the serving size, it says 2 or 3 servings. So really, that's like 30 grams of sugar. Okay? So here's what you want to look for in the serving. 7 grams of fat on average, 2 grams or less of saturated fat. You want zero trans fat. You want 15 grams or less of sugar in everything that you eat, 360 milligrams or less of sodium. Nuts are the exception on the list. With nuts, you can just go for it. But nuts, make sure that they're not roasted in oil of any kind, so there's no trans fats involved. So you want to plan your snacks ahead of time. You'll be less tempted by the candy bar and vending machine if you have things with you. I always say this. Look, find the fruits that you love. I'm an orange guy. I like oranges. So what I do is I travel a lot, and I drive a lot. Okay. So what I keep with me, I keep bags of almonds and pistachio nuts, and I also keep bags of oranges with me, and those are snacks for me. I've got protein powder from our nutrition company that I use as well, but those are the kind of snacks that I keep with me. That way I'm never starving. If I'm driving or traveling or in meetings, I always have snacks with me. That way I don't have to be tempted to reach for a bunch of junk food. And so if you plan ahead, then you'll stay ahead of the game, and you won't start gaining extra weight. You'll be able to support your metabolism and give your body everything that it needs. That's the key. Time out your snacks, too. About every 3 hours is what you want to shoot for. So here's some ideas for healthy snacks. By the way, you're listening to Health Coach Radio. I'm America's Health Coach, and you can check out the website. Go to healthcoachradio.com. You can send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Whatever you need, we're here for you. Okay? So if you're struggling with your health, we are here to help, no matter what it is. Doesn't matter, all the way from the spectrum of heart disease and you're really struggling, all the way to you need to lose weight or just want to feel better or learn how to live better. That's what we're here to do. Go to the website, send me an email, or you can call me anytime, 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Now, here's some ideas for healthy snacks that are actually really good. 1 cup of a gluten-free whole grain cereal. That's important. 1 cup of a low-fat Greek yogurt or goat's milk yogurt. You can top it with some fresh berries. And then also, you can get a tablespoon or two of almond butter, cashew butter, or sunflower butter. If you've never had sunflower butter, it is unbelievable. We say it's off the chain. It's really good. Also, hummus is really good. That's one of my favorites. I take hummus and I always use either the little baby carrots that are organic that don't have the chlorine soaked in them, and then also I can use celery. Those are just some of my favorite little snacks. For me, those replace eating potato chips because it has a salty kind of taste, the crunch that goes with it. A very good friend of mine that's a physician turned me onto that, and I've been eating it throughout the last 5 years. Great stuff. 2 cups of any kind of organic popcorn. You stay away from the fake butter they put on there. You can put coconut oil over the top, which is a great way to go, and some pink sea salt, which is a great deal. So there's a little snack you can eat up on with your family and your friends. Fruit smoothies are really good, but you want to go easy on the fruit. I'd say about 1 cup of fresh berries or frozen. You can use some of the Greek yogurt in there. I like using protein powders that are organic in these type of shakes. You can also add in some spinach or kale, but make sure you put that in ahead of time. Blend it up in the water so it turns into a green water. That way it's not so thick and it's not so chunky. Good stuff. A lot of great snacks out there that you can do. Make sure you include them. Don't just eat 2 meals a day. Don't eat 1 meal a day, especially if you're trying to lose weight. Don't even think about it. That is so old school and the wrong way to do it. You'll gain weight. It throws your metabolism off. We are only as healthy as our metabolism is. And so many toxins and so many byproducts in the environment, we want to be very, very careful about what we put on the inside. And if we do that, then we can begin to thrive in our health. Remember, if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, which we all do, okay? It's all about lifestyle choices. Then we can lifestyle our way out. Get well, stay well, and live well. It's about lifestyle. It's about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. It's about making new choices and forgetting what's behind, straining toward what is ahead, and finding the health that you've been looking for. Yes, you can get it back. More Healthy Talk Radio in a moment. Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Our quote for the day comes from Albert Einstein. He says, "The most beautiful thing we can experience is the mysterious. It is the source of all true art and science." Very true. Going to Ron now on the lines. Ron, welcome to the show, man. How can I help?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetic about a year and a half ago, but I'm sure it's been much longer than that. Anyway, from 185 pounds, I lost about 15 pounds. I exercise about 150 minutes a week. I'm trying to eat right, chicken, poultry, fish, occasional red meat, but my glucose has improved, but it's, you know, it's still still diabetic. I heard you say that you know, type 2 isn't necessarily permanent. So what else can I do to lower my glucose and hopefully cease being diabetic?
Yeah, you can do a lot, actually. So your eating habits, one of the first things you want to do is make sure you're eating multiple meals a day, so at least 5 meals a day. So you want to do about every 3 to 3.5 hours. Always makes a difference. The other thing, too, there are great studies out there on things like chromium picolinate. Okay, it's a supplement. Also, cinnamon is really good. Alpha-lipoic acid is great as well. But with diabetes, they found some new research that exercise plays a big role. So how often are you doing any exercise in your daily routine or weekly routine?
Uh-huh.
How often?
Oh, I'm about every other day, about 30 to 40 minutes aerobic, 3 to 4 times a week.
3 to 4 times a week, okay. And the last time you had your reading on your A1C, it was what again?
I'm sorry?
Your A1C, the last time you had it checked, your A1C, hemoglobin A1C.
Oh,
that's your marker for diabetes.
Yeah, on November.
Yeah, what was the number? The number.
210.
Now, that's the blood sugar. A1C is going to be around 8.1 to 10.1, something like that.
I don't recall what that was.
Okay. So you want to make sure you get that done every 3 months. Usually a good thing to do. If you really wanted to tackle this, you need to become an expert and a student of these numbers, not just kind of trusting the doctor and leaving it in their hands. You have permission, as I like to say, to take responsibility for your health. And you have to realize that. It's not the doctor's responsibility, and you don't want to lean on their understanding. You want to have your own knowledge about the disease and about what the numbers mean and about what you can do. You don't want to rely on me. You don't want to rely on a guy in a white coat. You want to rely on yourself to get out and take responsibility. So you need to learn what the numbers mean. Okay, glucose, here's what it means. The glucose number usually needs to be under about 85 and between about 80 and about 88. Those are good numbers. Once you start getting above into 90s, the high 90s, low 100s, you start dealing into the pre-diabetes phase. Once you get up over 125, you're in the diabetes phase. Okay, that means that your body cannot handle the amount of sugar, the blood sugar that's in there from the carbohydrates that you eat. That's a big piece. Now, keeping that number under 90 is going to be your goal. The A1C means, it's called hemoglobin A1C. All right? So you want to get those numbers every time you get your blood work done, every 3 months. If your doctor's not doing it that often, tell them you want it done every 3 months. Put it in a folder. Keep track of it. The A1C means how your blood sugar has been on a daily average over the last 6 to 8 weeks. So it's a constant. And that's why it's a really good marker. It's the gold standard right now for diabetes. And for that combined with the glucose numbers really shows you exactly what's going on. So you want to make sure that you get those numbers done and you understand them. So when somebody asks you what's your A1C, that ought to be the first thing off the tip of your tongue. Not, I have no idea, I can't recall, I don't know. You have to know. Because you live and you rise and fall by those numbers. If your goal is to get out of diabetes and get out of being type 2, and you know, which I know you want to do, you want to be free and clear of this thing, and you can. I'm a firm believer of that. I've seen it. Seen it in so many people's lives. My own life, I struggled with that blood sugar levels at one point. Talk about that in my book. But that's one thing you need to understand, what that means and how that works. So your exercise, if you're doing that 5 days a week, you said every other day, I'd crank it to 5 days a week. It'd be a lot better. 20 to 30 minutes. Want to include some exercise with weights in there or some form of resistance exercise, bands or dumbbells or maybe some type of exercise video. But that's going to make a big difference. Proven to regulate blood sugar levels. 5 meals a day, small meals. Make sure that every meal you have has protein in it. Protein are things like chicken, fish, beef, eggs, things like that. And make sure it also has some fats in it. All right, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. Those healthy fats are going to be really important to help counterbalance your overall blood sugar levels. And if you do that on a regular basis, you'll see some great results. Another little trick of the trade is to eat something right before you go to bed. And that meal needs to include eggs or some types of lean quality protein and some fats like almonds or walnuts or cashews. What happens is it's shown that when you eat something like that before bedtime, because the protein and the fats cause a slow release of the nutrients into the bloodstream, it can help keep blood sugar levels at a good steady pace throughout the night. Most dietitians now are starting to recommend that, especially those that are certified more in diabetes and that type of training. So look into some of that. Those are some things that can help quite a bit. Again, it's all lifestyle. There's no silver bullet. Everybody likes to lean toward the supplements. I really don't. I like to keep things pretty simple and to get the body functioning with some little sweat equity in it. And that makes the biggest difference, okay? Don't forget your fish oils, too. That plays a big, big role. 888-283-7272. That's our phone number. Now, if you're looking for a wellness provider in your area, all the stuff that I'm talking about, if you're looking for someone that really knows what they're doing in your area around nutrition and lifestyle-based care, you can get in touch with our wellness provider team. Just go to healthcoachradio.com. You can check out with our team members there and find someone in your area that believes the same way we do. Check us out at the web. We're going to Jennifer now. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
How can I help?
Hi.
What's going on?
Well, I called because I've been having a lot of trouble with stress and things like that. I've been living in a very stressful situation for quite a few years. And my doctor told me that I was about to have a nervous breakdown, and I was told that my adrenals were really, really low. And basically just recently I was told that I have burnout syndrome.
Okay.
And so, you know, I'm no longer in that situation. I have removed myself from that, but I'm still kind of playing catch up, and I'm kind of going like one step forward or two steps forward, one step back and forth all the time. I'm not making steady progress. So I'd like to know if you have any suggestions.
Yeah, I've got a lot of suggestions. I mean, out of all the symptoms that you're having, what would you say is the biggest one? Is it more anxiety? Is it, I know the adrenals are pretty much tapped out, but is it an ongoing thing? Are you getting rest? Are you not getting sleep? Where are your biggest challenges, do you think, in your overall lifestyle, outside of the situation that you're around that's stressful?
Yeah, well, since I've been changed my environment, I'm doing a ton better. Really, I was really bad. Now I'm actually sleeping, and I still have trouble falling asleep. And when I'm awake, I want to stay awake. When I'm asleep, I want to stay asleep. So I have trouble falling asleep and waking up. And I'm fine with my diet. My diet's improved a lot. My activity's improved a lot. All sorts of stuff like that. But I alternate sort of between, my biggest challenge is that I alternate between having energy, having a positive outlook, having goals, be able to do what I need to do, and then the other side of it is I just shut down. I feel like I can't do a thing. I can't talk to anybody. I can't do anything. I just sit there. I don't even do anything at all. So my challenge that affects everything the most is when I go into those phases and I just shut down, and it's almost as if I'm looking at myself from the outside. I'm not any sadder than I am on any other occasion. I'm not having moods or anxiety or anything. It just sort of, I just stop.
So you just get to a place, you don't have, you're not Jennifer anymore. It's kind of like you've lost your spark, right?
On a big scale, yeah. But when I shut down, it's sort of like I'm just, I can't handle a thing. I just can't handle it. So it's just it's not going to happen.
Right, I get it. So it needs to be where you can handle life again.
Right.
Okay.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah, I get it. So sleep patterns, are they tough or are they doing better?
I went from a situation of not sleeping at all,
right,
pretty literally, to now I'm sleeping pretty well, except the fact is that once I'm awake, I don't want to go to sleep. I can't make my body go to sleep. And once I'm asleep, like in the morning I need to wake up, I have an awful time waking up.
Okay.
So it's both things.
Got it. Yeah, anxiety and just adrenal burnout, fatigue, and recovering from a traumatic time in life, it takes time. It's not something where you just go sleep a weekend and catch up on some sleep and you're good. You know, it takes some time. There's books actually written on it. And Bernard Jensen was a naturopathic doctor, and he wrote a great book called The Chemistry of Man. And in that, he talks about how sometimes it can take up to 2 to 3 years to recover from something like that. So when we come back, I want to talk about that because it's a real hot topic. A lot of people are going through stress in their lives. What do you do? I mean, how do you recover and get back to that place of true health? We're going to talk about that when we come back. Hi, Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, talking with Jennifer going into the break, dealing with a lot of stressful times in her life, and now coming out of that, things are better, but still feeling quite tired. Body's kind of run down. A lot of fatigue, and her adrenals are pretty worn out, tired, and just gets into a place and into a rut where she just can't function at times. So we were talking about how when you go through a lot of stressful times in life, there's a recovery period that takes place. So my question for you, Jennifer, that I was going to ask is, what are you doing now, or have you had someone help you along the way? Have you changed your diet, the way you eat, your sleep patterns? I know you've got a better environment now, but what major changes have you made health-wise in this transition?
Well, I've done a lot of studying of natural health and things like that. I used to be pretty healthy. In a real small nutshell, my situation really involved a severely mentally ill husband who was really abusive, and I was really trying to help him, and he didn't want to be helped. So the last couple of years that I was there were really, really hard, and it got to the point where I really neglected myself. I ate not junk food, not like McDonald's, but close enough. You know, right. I ate poorly compared to what I was used to, and I got less and less and less sleep till the point where I pretty much wasn't sleeping at all. And so I did a lot of stuff that I fully well knew was bad. And so my major changes have basically been getting back to the way I have been in the past. I eat whole foods. So I stay away from processed things, and in the last year, I gained 70 pounds as a result of the stress.
Okay. Pretty cool.
So here in this year, since the beginning of the year, I've lost 30, so I'm on my way getting back, and I've started to do a little bit of light exercise, but I got to be real careful because otherwise it wears me out and it you know, sets me back. And so basically I've been sleeping, I've been eating healthier and taking it easy and trying to, sort things out of my mind and not stress out about stuff.
Yeah, I get it. Totally get it. Okay. So your question to me really then is how do you get out, right? Like, what do you do to kind of rebuild?
Yeah, pretty much. Because when I'm feeling like myself, when I'm up, I feel fine. I can handle it. It's no big deal. You know, things make sense to me. I'm pretty logical. I can say, yeah, I know why this is, and I'm just going to deal with it. But when I go down, there's just nothing. There's nothing happening at all. I can hardly put two thoughts together.
Mm-hmm. So the way to maintain and rebuild out of a time of a lot of stress and intense stress, it does. It takes time, and that's what you want to focus on. But here's the way to kind of look at it and the way to do it. First and foremost, what you want to do is your sleep pattern is going to matter big time. All right, so you want to make sure you're going to bed before midnight because we have what's called circadian rhythm. And you want to make sure that circadian rhythm really becomes balanced. And that'll happen when you get to bed around 10 in the evening from wherever your time zone is. And then get up earlier, rather than go to bed at like 12 or 1 and get up a little bit later. So that's going to help your sleep patterns, are going to help your adrenal glands repair and recover, and that needs to be done over a period of time. The other thing, too, is avoid emotional stress at all costs, no matter what it is. Avoid strife, as it can rob a lot of peace in your life. That's very important. And also, you want to start focusing on keeping your body chemistry at its peak level. And there's ways to do that. One of the big things for the adrenals are keeping your vitamin B's very high and your vitamin C very high. And you do that through fruits and vegetables, at least 5 servings a day. So the way I would do that is every meal needs to either have, you know, fresh fruit, apples and oranges are some of my favorites. and then also you want to get plenty of dark leafy green. Those two in your dietary routine, 4 to 5 meals a day, that's going to give you a real good strong amount of the B vitamins and vitamin C, which is strong for the adrenals. Staying away from coffee, switching over to teas is much more supportive for those adrenal glands and recovery and repair. And also your brain chemistry, that's a big one. So when you're dealing with things like dopamine levels and serotonin levels, norepinephrine and epinephrine, which have to do with the adrenals and the cortex. So the, you know, keeping those neurotransmitters healthy, very important. The B vitamins are big, but your protein sources that you eat, I would eat 5 small meals a day if that were me, coming out of something like that. 5 small meals a day that are equally balanced, like I talk about. Okay, low inflammatory-based foods. All that information, by the way, is on my website at Health Coach Radio. A lot of free downloads there that you can pick up with the things that I'm talking about. But, yeah, the key is proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. All of that plays a big role. You want to make sure they're all in balance and they're all strong. Because at the end of the day, when you get your body balanced with nutrients, you're getting good exercise, you're drinking plenty of water, and you're getting the right kind of sleep patterns with the right circadian rhythm. By doing that, it makes a big difference. It can help rebuild and reset and restructure those adrenals. And as you do that, cortisol levels will come down, and then you'll be a lot more in a stabilized condition. Okay? Hope that helps. It's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank producer Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together, change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Remember, every single day that you have is a gift, and the body changes every single day. So no matter what you're struggling with, no matter if it's diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, depression, anxiety, whatever the doctor has told you that you have, you can change. Whatever the doctor has labeled you with due to a diagnosis, you can change. But you have to want it. And nothing else matters more than thriving in your health. Living. Really living. And on this show, that's what we want to help you do. Tell someone something you learned here. Empower their health and empower their life. And make a difference in others.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.